This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Danielle Bryan joins us now in the studio to discuss how to navigate adolescence and some tools and skills for today's teenagers. Danielle is a teacher and practitioner of energetic healing and therapy, and she's been doing it for about 20 years. But what makes her especially qualified is she's a parent. She's presenting two workshops this Friday and Saturday to help teens and their parents develop some of the life skills to deal and work with the empathic nature of who teens are. Danielle, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny. I think that when we talk about teenagers, we assign these values and traits and characteristics to them. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're saying and what I've heard a lot and we're finding is that they're much more complicated than that. We talk about how our teenagers grunt at us and that's kind of all they're about. But they are very deep, complex, feeling, thinking, empathic individuals.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, you've had some, right? And Tim, you've had some.
I can hardly remember. Mine are 30 and 28 now, but yes.
Right. Mine's 15, so I'm smack in the middle of it. So what I've been finding, because, you know, I have the pleasure of having a 15-year-old who has friends who come over and listening to them and talking to them, they are very empathic. My son will talk to me about how he can feel what other people have going on. And that he, one day we were talking and I was asking him a series of questions and he goes, I knew you were going to ask me that. I could feel it. I feel it in my stomach. And I know that about him and I know it about his friends, but it struck me in that moment like, wow, this is what our kids have going on. They are feeling everything. And what is theirs and what is somebody else's? And that's what they're navigating. And then they're trying to process it.
Yeah.
Right? So.
So is your son, your 15-year-old, just like that? Or I have to think that it comes from living with at least one parent who is always talking and listening and sort of teasing that out from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't imagine my kids saying that, and it makes me feel like I didn't tease that out.
Well, it's kind of a level of awareness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe there's a there's something that all teenagers share in common, but some have a greater level of awareness of what that is and express it differently, and we call that empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the trick is raising everyone's awareness.
Mm-hmm. That's frankly what I see happening right now. I mean, I can't really use myself as an example because from the time that I was really young, I was really empathic. So that's just normal to me. But my friends didn't necessarily have that going on. This is not the conversation I was having as a teenager.
Right.
Right. It was what I was experiencing, but it's not the conversation I was having. And what I've seen with Zach and his friends is that they are experiencing it and they're talking about it, but they don't have the language to talk about what it is that's going on. But they know that it's happening. Now, in my household with Zach, obviously he has a mother who, you know, is a shaman. So what does that mean? It means that I have a whole different way in which I'm looking at systems and people and patterns and what's going on. And he's familiar with that, but I haven't overlaid it upon him necessarily. Right? It's in the background all the time, but I'm not saying, hey, Zach, you need to X, Y, Z. But when his friends are coming over, and I just had a gaggle of them at my house last week, they all came over and they wanted to have energy work done. They wanted to have their chakras balanced and look to see what's going on. So I had this opportunity.
That's a little different.
Right.
That's awesome.
When I was an adolescent.
Right. So this is what I'm like, unique, right? What is going on? And they all agreed that what is happening for them at this moment, and these are 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds, is that they are feeling and fielding a whole bunch of emotions that are going on around them, that they're feeling everything. That's what each one of them is saying to me. Not that they're thinking something is going on, but it's here in their body, right? It's in their stomach, and they don't know what to do with it.
And there's other evidence of that happening. You know, it's not just the gaggle of kids that show up at your house and want energy work. It's these clubs that we see that didn't exist when I was an adolescent. Mm-hmm. You know, the LGBTQ club and support club for kids with, that need emotional support that are popping up all over in the high schools and in the middle schools. And I'm fascinated by that. And that really, kind of supports what you're saying, which is that there's a lot happening in the environment. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the kids, instead of the way it's being affecting them and expressing through them, is a feeling, which might be different than it has been until this moment in time, where there's kind of a bunch going on in the environment and then kids who are more aware of their feelings. Mm-hmm. And that connection is what you're exploring, I take it.
Right. Yeah. I'm exploring it, like initiation through fire, right? I have one. And a teenager, that is. And what we've been seeing in our community, Tim, is there have been these opportunities to sit and listen to the kids talking.
A lot of that
going on right now. And we're seeing it everywhere, right? So we start to look at that and say, wow, we have a community-wide collective interest happening right now around our adolescents and what is it that's going on. And these kids have been talking about and asking for skill sets. I mean, that's what the panel up in front of the room talking to the adults is saying, that we want and need more skill sets to work with our peers, to help our friends, and with what it is that they're experiencing. And it seems like there's a lot that they're experiencing. So since I've been hearing and showing up to those events, I've been asking and listening a lot more and asking Zach, what's going on and what's happening? And when a 15-year-old boy is recommending to his friends that they come and have energy work with his mother, it made me go, something's going on, right? That just seems abnormal all by itself. Never mind it's energy work.
Right.
Well, as an adult, we sometimes don't have the words to put to our emotions. Mm-hmm. We lose the words. We don't do a good job of describing, but we are equipped with more communication skills, hopefully, than an adolescent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, you know, you put your hands on your stomach talking about how your son felt, you know, feels these things in his guts. And if you don't have the words to communicate, it gets stuck and it gets bottled up. And no wonder your chakras are out of balance and that they need energy work. But so what you're doing in these couple of workshops that are coming up this Friday and Saturday is trying to put those tools, you know, try to give the tools of is it the words, is it the communication, and then what is it for the parents?
For the parents, it's, I want to have a discussion, right? It's billed as, let's have a discussion about how can we effectively support our adolescents, our youth. And for the parents, talk about, here's some of the things that I'm seeing and hearing. Here's what I know as a professional. As a professional who's been teaching and working in energetic healing for 20 years, here's what I know to be effective. And let's start having the conversation. For the kids, it's the place of, who am I? What are my feelings? And what does it feel like for me when suddenly I'm picking up something else? For this particular workshop, because it's 3 hours, right? I call it the snack size workshop. Mm-hmm. So 3 hours with some breaks, right? We got teenagers on hand. So it's,
and no sugar.
And no sugar, correct. Yeah. Our snacks will be gluten-free crackers. Right? Just kidding. We'll make it a little more enticing. The difference of what is mine, what is yours? If I am just feeling everything, what happens is I'm trying to process stuff that isn't even mine. So if I'm feeling your stuff, Lynn, and I don't have the awareness that it's not mine, it's actually yours. Now I'm trying to process your stuff and figure out how to get okay with it or what to do with these feelings that I'm having. So for the kids to really begin to give them an awareness of, what does it feel like when you're just feeling your own energy? And then what does it feel like when something external comes into your field through a conversation, right? Because they're empathic. Mm-hmm. They're talking with their friends, their peer group, and whatever's going on in their life. And all of a sudden, as somebody shares what's happening, they're feeling it as if it's their own. Mm-hmm. And that's the tease for Saturday.
Yeah. So Saturday, it's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's for the young
yes.
people, ages about 14 to 17.
Yep. Yep.
And then on Friday, November 16th, the mm-hmm. evening before, it's mm-hmm. 6:30 to 8:30, and that one's for the parents.
Yes.
And where is this all taking place?
This is taking place at Enlighten Wellness in Prospector. It's 1912 Sidewinder Drive, Suite 105. And it's a new wellness center that just opened up. It's in the Bellmark building right there
right.
in Prospector. And they've been open a little over a month. And the founders, Misty and Tiffany, I met them a couple of weeks ago at the Women's Expo
yeah,
that was
right.
over at the Prospector. And they have a great space. So little plug for Enlightened Wellness. It's a really cool space over there. So that's where we'll be doing it.
I get confused forever. Those buildings have been there for
right.
20 yeah. years.
I was just
yeah.
thinking the
one's
same thing.
One's Bellmark and the other one's
Bel-Air.
Yeah. And so if you're looking at them, which one?
Bellmark is on the left if you're looking at them.
Okay,
yeah.
on the left. And that's yep. where this is going to be.
Yes.
How do you register?
You can register with me directly. You can reach me at 435-640-8939. And I will send you a registration, or you can show up on Friday. So we start at 6:30. So if you're not pre-registered, you can show up at 6:15. It's $97 per family. So even if you have two or three kids, you know, I don't know if you'll have three between 14 and 17. That would be a lot. But you never know. Maybe you have family members living with you. But 97 per family.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. And Danielle Bryan is our guest. And the name of your business is?
Life with a Shamanic Twist.
Okay.
Ta-da!
I like it. And you do great work around the community. You really do. And your
Thanks,
energy
Lynn.
And your light kind of shines through even as we're sitting here in the studio. And it's a great conversation. There's a lot of it, as you've already said, both of you have already said, that we're hearing this kind of conversation mm-hmm. more and more mm-hmm. in our community. I was at a panel last spring where the kids were talking about how it's so wonderful to get regular therapy. And I thought, wow, that I didn't even know what therapy was when I was in high school. So what a wonderful outlet for them and mm-hmm. a vehicle to help them with that bottled up the words and mm-hmm. To express what's going on inside.
Yes.
So any last words before we let you go, Danielle?
Last words. Well, just if it works in your schedule, come on out. There will be other events that I'm going to do like this throughout the next year. And I will have a website within the next month called shamanictwist.com. So that's where you'll be able to actually register easily and find a calendar list of events. And I will be doing more community events for our adolescents and for parents as well, along with my one-on-one private client sessions and other workshops.
These Excellent. Issues take, you know, the whole community coming at it from different angles. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're coming at it from one angle, mm-hmm. Danielle. But to your point, Lynn, even at the school district level, you know, mm-hmm. they've allocated resources, significant resources to these exact
mm-hmm.
issues. So
mm-hmm.
I just find it fascinating that instead of, you know, making it one group's issue like the school district and in our schools, you know, we're getting support there. We're getting support outside through Communities That Care and the Brad Reedy speaker
yep.
series that you've been attending.
Yes.
You're doing it from your lens and your perspective. And it's all coming together. And it's really powerful. And I think it's amazing that these kids step in and embrace it the way that they do. I've never seen anything like it. It's mm-hmm. very inspiring.
It is inspiring. And to listen to Zach at 15, you know, I think sometimes as parents, we can just have this lens of they're young people and they don't quite have the life experience yet. But then when we get quiet and give them the floor, I am blown away by what is coming out of their mouth. And not just my son. That's not just a parental thing. It's really for the panels that I've shown up to, mm-hmm. for his yeah. friends. It's amazing.
That was my point. It's yeah. so broad. It's much bigger than just your gaggle with your son.
Yeah.
It's all throughout the community of adolescents that we're dealing with in Summit County. And I have to assume across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe beyond that.
Yes.
Danielle Bryan is a teacher and practitioner of energetic healing and therapy, or shamanic practice with a twist. And she's been around for about 20 years doing this work. And so we're looking forward to these workshops. Let us know how they go and what else you end up putting on the calendar along these lines. Thanks, Danielle.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Tim.